I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think tonight's program will be jam-packed with information. It's going to be kind of a smorgasbord of topics, so you're bound to find one you might like. We will kind of center around reality creation and miracles and healing and connect the two in some very tangible ways. But before we get into all that, I would like to kick the program off in our normal manner by having a short Hari Om mantra meditation. And so if the guys in the booth would play that clip now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari.
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari
Hari Hari Om,
Hari
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari
Hari Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
That's Sri Swami Satchidananda founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, leading us in some japa yoga. And I've heard from many callers, actually, that people are really busy these days and sometimes don't get an opportunity to do a little bit of meditation or japa yoga. And hope you enjoyed that clip from back in the 1970s. And at this time, I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And the belief that mainstream medical is mandatory in your life, I think, is a good belief to not have, similar to having an intermediary between you and your idea of spirit or God or all that is or prime creator or whatever concept or idea you use to define the infinite. So those would be my two suggestions. And getting into kind of the heart of tonight's program, I wanted to really make a connection between reality creation and healing. And actually, even manifesting money and healing yourself or healing others, it all comes down to basically the same ideas. And what I came across years ago was the whole concept that the farther you go with respect to gaining knowledge in the area of self-empowerment, the more you know about healing. And how does that work specifically? Well, for example, once you start cluing into the idea that your beliefs, definitions, emotions, intentions actually create the outer experience that you have in 3D reality, gives you quite an insight into exactly how disease works, because it all centers around belief or dysfunctional emotion. And if you'd like a detailed account of the root cause of disease, I would suggest you go to my website at etyoga.com, and there's a free download there. And I'm not going to ask you for your email address or hound you for the next 6 months because you got some information from my website. And you just go there and download the information. And if you understand the nine basic concepts that are connected to a total understanding of the root cause of disease, I think that's quite a start with respect to understanding this connection between healing and self-empowerment. And to me, the two just kind of cross into each other. And that's why my website's kind of called Healing the Known and the Unknown. And if you're new to this program, you should also know that I'm very much appreciative of the ET Yoga audience. Very sophisticated audience, very knowledgeable audience, and nothing makes my day more than to have people from the ET Yoga audience email me with comments and suggestions about the program and ideas that they would like to have explored, my take on certain topics. Much appreciate that. And nothing makes my day even more than that, than hearing about your successes using concepts or ideas or techniques that you picked up from the program. And there will be some techniques presented in tonight's program as well. And in conjunction with that whole process, if you're new to ET Yoga, my background is mostly from Paramahansa Yogananda, Sri Ramana Maharshi, Sri Swami Satchidananda, Baba Ram Das, and then connected to certain particular extraterrestrial sources such as the Sirians, Andromedans, Pleiadians, and Esasani. So what I'm basically about is on a spiritual journey and trying to share with my listening audience certain things that I think may help them along the path of a spiritual journey, working towards union with your higher self, which is the actual meaning of the word yoga. And the connection of ET and yoga is clearly that a lot of the extraterrestrial information, of course, there's lots of disinformation out there, but there is a lot of really excellent information that's come to the planet over the last 30 years or so. And probably the basic concepts that I relate to the most are the stuff that came from the Jane Roberts and Seth material that came out, oh, I think somewhere around 1970. Bashar's information, if you don't know about Bashar, he's an Esasani channeled by Daryl Anka, and his website's at www.bashar.org. And if you don't know about Bashar, I think you'll probably find that it's one of the sources on the planet that's highly, highly accurate, my opinion. And coming from way back in those days as well, I think Barbara Marciniak's book, Bringers of the Dawn, which is free online. And if you haven't read Bringers of the Dawn, I think that's kind of like the classic ET book as autobiography of a yogi. To my mind, would be the classic yogic book, and that's written by Paramahansa Yogananda. And I think Yogananda got passed on in about 1954, and Sri Swami Satchinanda passed on in 2002. So those two great yoga sages are no longer in this dimension. However, on this journey of self-realization, I also offer at the end of the program, I'll offer a technique called the Who Am I technique. It's also called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A, and it was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. Very powerful technique that can take you through the doorway, give you a glimpse of who you really are. Have a flash of self-realization, or maybe even you stay there. If you're a ripe soul like Ramana Maharshi, just took him one experience, and he was ripe fruit, I guess, so he was ready to stay at that level of consciousness. And in thinking about tonight's program, one of the things that I'd like to connect with is what science is coming up with and really supporting basic ideas that people like Jane Roberts and Barbara Marciniak and Bashar have brought up for about the last 30, 35 years. And it all centers around belief and how belief and thought creates. And we're also hearing from Merlin the Magician that the kind of the demarcation line between third and fourth dimensions is this is the whole concept of understanding that our thoughts, beliefs, definitions, and intentions, emotions create our outer experience. And actually, Greg Braden has some YouTubes out, and he begins one of them with a discussion about two false scientific assumptions that we had been operating under for about 300 years. And the first is that the space between things is empty. And that second is that our inner experiences, thoughts, feelings, emotions, beliefs have no effect on the world beyond our bodies. And those are the two basic false assumptions that have now been proven to be erroneous. And clearly the space between is full of living material. And when we talk about healing miracles, these are basically performed by creating an experience inside the body. And this is a concept that really doesn't exist in Western thinking or in Western science. And for example, in the art of Qigong, where the same basic approach is used no matter what the disease, and with an amazing cure rate. For new listeners, there was a Qigong center in Beijing, China. It got shut down, I believe, last year, but operated for about 10 years and had about an 85% cure rate with all types of disease, including cancer and anything else you can name. And so the cat's kind of out of the bag that, you know, this sort of inner technology is out there and that it actually can work. And like anything else, I don't think it's for everybody. But it does show that there are other possibilities out there. And one of the YouTube videos by Greg Braden is called Healing Cancer or Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. And you can look that one up. And that one basically documents a woman from the West who went to this Qigong center, and they made her tumor dissolve in about 3 minutes. And in a sense, what they're showing us is what's really possible, that the physical body is the outpicturing of an inner idea. And in their process, they acknowledge the disease, but they also invite a new possibility. And they are about changing things at the level of the new quantum blueprint. And in a sense, their system is clearly based on heart-brain resonance, and the key component would be seeing the patient as already been cured and being able to express that feeling. And then the person actually mirrors that feeling and, in a sense, cures themselves. But in this particular video, there are three practitioners, and of course they are master practitioners. And I would say that if you want to get to the level of and getting an idea about what sort of focus is required to do that, I would suggest you do a little cloud dispersing. So if you've never tried this technique, basically, you know, go out on a sunny day at the beach or in the backyard or at the park and locate not, you know, your big white fluffy cloud, but, you know, in between the clouds, there's smaller little clusters of cloud formations. And focus in on one, and when you focus in on it, mentally repeat to yourself, focus on a particular area and focus on this cloud is dispersing. And repeat to yourself, this cloud's dispersing, this cloud's dispersing, this cloud is dispersing. And get your focus in on it and play with this idea. And if you do this, I would probably guess probably 90% of our listening audience can do this. And you will then confirm in your mind the effect that you can have on your external reality. And it's that kind of focus with the proper emotional context that makes for these inner technologies to work. And they're very foreign to Western thinking. So in Western thinking, we think of something like this as kind of called a miracle. But in point of fact, Greg Braden goes into some detail as to the specifics of why these techniques work. And for an example, he gives an idea of a man who has got, you know, I will be healthy posters, you know, stuck on his refrigerator, and they're all around his office at work, and they're in his car and everywhere. Greg asked him if it was working, and the guy said no. So basically, the concept here was that just having these affirmations around wasn't really enough to get the job done. And according to Greg, you know, what's really lacking here is the proper emotional context that's necessary. And according to his findings of going all over the world and interviewing some of the masters of these sorts of inner healing technologies, he's noticed that how they describe it is that the seven chakras in the physical body, the three higher ones are all around thoughts, and that emotion comes from the lower three chakras, and that when they meet in the heart, it creates an electrical and magnetic wave, and it creates a feeling, and it's in this feeling area that the focus needs to come from. And we've also seen from other scientific experiments that heart and brain resonance is created with the feeling of gratitude and appreciation. And according to Greg, he states that the some of this ancient technology or views on this inner technology were actually edited out of many Christian and Judeo-Christian texts. And he says that's provable by some of the findings of the Nag Hammadi books that had been found in certain Gospels. And that he also stated that almost everyone feels that there is some kind of an untapped power in the physical body. And, of course, in the Eastern world, that's called the chi. And when some of those masters were asked, what holds the universe together, they answer compassion. And it's quite interesting, really, if you take a real close look at some of this technology, because it's also based on another scientific principle. And as Greg Braden points out, if you take a particle and you split it and send part of it in one direction and part in another direction, say you send them 7 miles apart in opposite directions, when you affect one of the particles, it affects the other half, and instantaneously, pretty much. So what basically they're showing there is that there's a connection. And as Greg pointed out, according to at least scientific theory, at one point in time, if you want to go with the Big Bang theory, that everything was, you know, the universe at one point was maybe the size of a pea, and then it expanded out. So everything was connected at one point. So there is an interconnectedness between everything, and that connection is in the heart center. And what they've also proven with respect to science is that, you know, we're so, especially in the West, we're so brain-centered that we think, you know, the brain and the mind is everything. But in point of fact, electrically, apparently the heart is actually about 100 times stronger than the brain, and magnetically, it's about 5,000 times stronger than the brain. So when you really think about it, it's your emotion and your feeling that has such a strong magnetic effect on the that's going out. And if you are aware of the fact that you need to be a perfect match frequency-wise for what you experience in physical reality, you'll note that it's emotion that's creating most of your experience in 3D reality. So, and that's what interfaces with the universal system. This can also be related to Bashar's concept, too, of prime radiant. And I know about, it must have been about 10 years ago, I presented on in one of my ET yoga programs the whole concept of prime radiant. And prime radiant basically is Bashar's theory that everything is one particle. It has no mass, travels at infinite speed, thus breaks no laws of physics. And the best way to explain how that might work would be to, he gives an example of, a dark room and you light up a light bulb, and then that's considered the particle. And then if you turn it off and light up a separate light bulb, that would be, observed as moving from one place to another. But if you turn those lights on and off and fast enough, according to your vision, it will appear to be both of them on at the same time, because the flicker rate's faster than our perceptional ability to pick up when it's fluctuating in and out or off and on. And if you can then apply that same concept that if we had infinite speed, it could be everywhere at once and be everything at once. And so that's actually an Esasani concept, and coming from extraterrestrials, which for practical purposes, comes down to the same thing. It's all showing that everything is interconnected, everything is interrelated. And certainly this whole concept about healing and reality creation, it's really, really closely related. For example, when Christy Marie Sheldon, that's Sheldon. She's got some interesting YouTubes out. She utilizes a technique in her reality creation, and basically it kind of goes like this. She tries to get centered and focused, and then she sees herself expanding to the size of the room, expanding to the size of the building that she lives in, expanding to the size of the city she lives in, expanding to the state she lives in, expanding to the United States, expanding to the Earth, expanding to the solar system, expanding to the galaxy, expanding to all galaxies. And when you when you try to experience yourself at that level, that is what she calls it a causal level. And then at that point, she gives her intention of manifestation, which is in a form of giving thanks and appreciation for already having received it. So, for example, if it was money, she would say, I give great thanks and appreciation for the money, and then she tags on there because I love buying property, for example, or I love buying property. So she's tying in the concept and the feeling of giving great thanks, appreciation, and gratitude for already having received what it is she's intending, and then also throwing in emotions. So now she's connecting those upper thought chakras with the lower feeling chakras and coming up with a feeling. And that feeling is part of the manifestation process. And if it was just her talking, then you might think, oh, maybe that's just some, you know, BS story. But when you go to YouTube and you go to Karen K. cancer in 3 minutes, and you watch three practitioners on video, and they also show a video of the tumor dissolving, and you see them actually doing something that we would call a miracle, then you understand how this process works. And the process works exactly the same for manifesting as it does in healing. So again, there's this connection between manifestation and healing. And to me, if you want to get into, like, the easiest way to get into some form of reality creation is just to practice Bashar's technique of positive spin. Because another one of the premises of good extraterrestrial information is that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. So if outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings, that means we place a definition on an outer circumstance, and then we also, from that, we place an emotional spin on it, either positive or negative. Rule being, if you're placing a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, the net result will be a negative experience. If you place a positive definition and a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you will have a positive emotional, you'll have a positive experience, period. And for about, since I started doing ET yoga, I've been talking about this concept because I found out about 10 years ago that it works. And even if you don't believe it works, you can kind of say to yourself, look, I don't see any possible way that this outer experience can have some kind of beneficial outcome. But the fact of the matter is that if you throw a positive emotional spin on it, write it down, log it, remember about it, and some things take longer to kind of resolve themselves. Like certain issues might take months or even a year, but many, many issues only take, you know, days or weeks or hours. So the point being is that if you really practice this technique, you can start to clue into the how this actually works. And Bashar actually goes into the physics of how it works, because the physics of it means that basically what you're doing is that you're creating yourself to be a frequency match for a certain set of holograms, because we live in a holographic universe, and then we attract those holograms into our experience. And I don't know, I guess I'll do a little brag here and say that, okay, I must be a master of positive spin, because I've done this technique, you know, 1,000 times at least, and it's worked every single time. Now, the reality creation one, I admit, I have my issues with, depending on what the topic is and how long it takes to manifest. But this positive spin one, to me, is like, it's just, I tell everybody about it because I think it'll blow your mind, because once you get it, it blows your mind because it actually works. And what I find is that about 60-70% of the time when I'm throwing positive spin on what I view to be a negative circumstance, I not only see the positive result of it, most of the time it just this whole situation just disappears. I mean, it's just gone. And, like, to me, that's just, I mean, it just totally amazes me. I mean, the situation just disappears. It just, you know, there's no logic in it other than this physics, as Bashar would explain it. And it also gives credence to the whole concept that even when they're doing computer simulations on the universe, they know that the universe is holographic, they know it's fractal, they know that the energy is all about consciousness, and they also know that the language of interpretation is belief. And so the language of interpretation in the universe is belief. In other words, whatever you believe is. And in reality, there are no limitations unless you believe that there are limitations. If you don't believe in limitations, you don't have them. And as Greg Braden would say, just utilizing simple techniques such as writing down a list of things that you want to manifest and then utilize this technique about giving thanks and appreciation and gratitude for already having received it with total focus and proper feeling, some people are going through these lists at frighteningly fast pace. So I mean, and that's basically all the information you need to know about it. I mean, you've heard it just now on this program. So it's a question of some people find it much easier and quicker to get results than others, but certainly a worthwhile endeavor. Like to now move on to an interesting concept that I heard from Barbara Marciniak, one of her YouTubes, and she talks about the moon as a very powerful electromagnetic computer. And she states, and this is her channeling Pleiadian information, that the energy from the moon has been beaming electromagnetic frequencies into the Earth for eons now to maintain the two-stranded DNA. Now, this is, to me, another concept that, you know, people really need to get, and that is you kind of tend to view the world the way you view the world. But the reality is that you really have a 12-chakra system. You have 7 chakras in the body and 5 outside the body. And if you can activate all these 12 chakras and connect that with your 12 strands of DNA, activate your 12 strands of DNA, now you're talking about what our full potential is. And, you know, to my way of thinking, what's the point of being on this planet unless you're trying to work at achieving your full potential? I mean, your full potential isn't about dollars and cents the way the, you know, I don't know, the controllers would like you to think. It's not, you know, to spend your life just amassing money is like, to me, I don't know, like even watching television, which is has an overall negative effect, no doubt, but which should at least show people through role-playing scenarios that, you know, it's like an ice cream cone that melts, like this money trip. It's just not going to satisfy the mind. I mean, the only thing that's going to satisfy the mind is when it knows itself. So if you're going to run around thinking you're going to achieve total peace and happiness by collecting a lot of money, I think you're just going to have to keep going for a while till you figure out that's not possible. And further in this article by Barbara Marciniak, she states that the moon is a satellite that was constructed, and it was anchored outside Earth's atmosphere as a mediating and monitoring device, a supercomputer or eye in the sky. And she states that Earth must be owned by those who dwell there. However, it is not. You have outside gods, creator energies, who prevent you as a species from having free reign with your kundalini. The influence of the moon as a main satellite computer affects all of the Earth. The moon's programs have for eons been of great limitation toward human beings, and there are repetitive cycles that the moon creates to which you respond. And I might note that in conjunction with that, David Icke also connects the Saturn energy with the moon and states that Saturn creates a frequency that creates a false reality and beams this to the moon, and the Saturn symbols on the planet draw us to that energy. And clearly it's all connected to anything electronic. And for sure, artificial intelligence is also connected to this concept. So just a bit of food for thought, because we're kind of jumping around to some different topics here. Another one is related to our dream state, and that comes from Stuart Swerdlow. And I really liked what he had to say here. He said that the dream state, you go to the hyperspace level. And by that, he says, the left brain is the conscious mind related to physical reality, and the right brain is the superconscious mind related to the hyperspace and non-physical, and the pineal gland is the liaison between the two and connected to the astral level. And since the conscious mind does not have a reference point for dreams, the subconscious mind takes pictograms and layers them over the archetype symbol and strings them together in an imagery so that we remember it as a dream. And then he states that we need to see what the symbols mean. For example, water typically relates to emotion. I'd like to mention this whole concept of about victimhood, because really what I'm finding is that the mindset of victimhood mentality attracts oppressors and tyrants. And if you remove victimhood mentality, then you're not attracted to the negativity. And victimhood mentality is connected to low self-worth, self-punishment, and self-sabotage. An inner feeling that you're not loved and lacking deservability. And as Bashar has said, deservability is at the foundation of spiritual progress. Because without it, all the techniques in the world will have minimal results. And the signposts of victimhood are blame, complaint, and justification. And when you are expressing these concepts, you create yourself as a victim. And the way out is to take 100% responsibility for what you experience in life, because you know that it is your thoughts, beliefs, definitions, and emotions that create your reality. There's no one to blame, and including you. You're not to blame either. You have responsibility. It means you have the ability to respond, and you have the ability to be aware of what it is that you are experiencing. And if you see that there's things that you want to change, you also have the ability to change, because that's your point of power. If you're the one that created it, you got the power to fix it. If everything is all happening at random and accidentally, then obviously you have you feel powerless over it. And this kind of an idea then frees you up from all those negative emotions and baggage from the past, you know, like blaming your high school basketball coach or, you know, whatever the scenario is, or blaming people for this, that, and the other thing. And certainly fear also creates you as a victim, because if you fear something long enough, you can attract it into your experience. And that's why it's important to become involved with intentional reality creation. Because by abdicating this innate privilege, you allow others to create your reality for you, and that creates a tyranny. And as the Pleiadians through Barbara Marciniak have said, you need to become more aware of your thoughts as frequencies on the planet rise, because it will be easier to manifest, and you don't want to be manifesting what you don't want. You want to focus on what you want and not on what you don't want or what you think you lack. Or as Abraham and Esther Hicks would say, keep yourself in the vortex. And they give an example there, like when they're talking about in the vortex, they're trying to say try to be keeping in the frequency, that would be in the frequency of your higher self. Well, how much time do you think your higher self would spend finding blame in the world? Mm-hmm. Good food for thought. And I'd also like to mention that according to Bashar, some more food for thought, that there's no such thing as an inherent difficult situation. It's only your beliefs and definitions that allow you to experience it that way. And the paradox is that if you feel stuck, the reality is that you are not, because you have to be connected in order to feel disconnected. So I thought that's kind of an interesting point there. I mentioned that I would give some interesting techniques, and certainly with respect to techniques, again, a Bashar quote would be that you must have self-worth or no tools will be effective, because the tools are only as strong as the energy you give them. They draw their realization ability from you. And however, as Bashar would say, certain techniques are permission slips if you believe in them. So here's one with respect to 12-strand DNA activation, and it's a mantra. And actually, I remember first seeing the mantra back in the Baba Ram Dass book, Who Am I? Be Here Now, Now Be Here. And the mantra is Om Mani Padme Hum. That's Om, O-M, Mani, M-A-N-I, Padme, P-A-D-M-E, H-U-M, Om Mani Padme Hum. And the idea here, it's recited 108 times per day. And it is also about the sacred Sri Yantra divine geometry. So instructions are to place a Sri Yantra. So what you need to do is find a Sri Yantra and, I don't know, run it off in paper. It can be black and white, a 2D photo. And you put it in front of you at about forehead height. And while you chant this mantra 108 times, look into the center spot or the bindu of the Sri Yantra. And it balances the right and left lobes of your brain. And a person who has access to both lobes is generating scalar waves and thus in touch with higher dimensions of functioning. And I should note that the Dalai Lama endorsed this mantra, and it is very popular among currently among Tibetan Buddhists. And so this would be an idea to activate your 12-strand DNA. Another technique, and I've mentioned this numerous times, would be the Pleiadian spinning technique, because the spinning of your 12 chakras in unison begins to spin the filaments of your 12 strands of DNA into activation. And once a strand of DNA is activated, it cannot be deactivated. And it also balances the energy in your particular organs. And the Pleiadian spinning technique is basically standing with legs about a foot apart and placing your hands together in front of your chest, focus on your thumbs, and then begin spinning in a clockwise direction. And I usually go Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, and when you work up to 33 spins, and the initial suggestion was to do 33 spins three times a day. It doesn't take very long. You know, it only takes a few minutes to do your 33 spins. And a very, very powerful technique, and it also allows you to integrate and to access more information. I should also note with respect to this whole concept about healing that I alluded to earlier in the program, Bashar's basic foundation of health, and if you're not doing these, you really need to. You need to be drinking pure water. You can't be drinking the fluoride. It calcifies the pineal gland, among other nasty things. Second, you need to get into some kind of deep breathing program, like doing yoga pranayams. And you can do your own research there, or there's lots of places you can find out how to do yogic pranayams. I do four basic ones that I find are effective to super oxygenate the bloodstream. And the oxygen level on the planet's getting lower and lower, so that's it's a useful thing to do. These are basics of Bashar's foundation for health. Number three is exercise. You got to get out there and get a sweat at least three times a week. You know, if you can do daily exercise, so much the better, but at least three times a week, get out and break a sweat. You need to find a way to reduce the stress in your life, or if you can't reduce it, try to have a better attitude about it. Stress is a huge, huge issue with respect to health. Five would be to get off meat. You got to get on a vegetarian diet, working toward a vegan diet. And the last one would be to do a detox, and it's kind of like changing the oil in your car. You know, it maybe 40 years ago it didn't matter so much, but it does today because of all the toxicities. And a good place to get information on that would be at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. Dr. Schultz got some great programs there for detoxing. Personally, I don't take any kind of vitamins, minerals, or anything. I do take superfood, and that's also from Dr. Schultz. Contains things like spirulina and chlorella and everything that your physical body needs. So I don't see any point in taking anything that's in any way artificial. And at about this point in time in the program, I certainly like to wish my listening audience my personal best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'd now like to share with you the Who Am I technique as taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And so basically, you could use the Christy Marie Sheldon technique if you like, get in the highest place you can, which she calls the causal level. However method you can use to get there. And if you're involved with yoga, you might want to do your asanas first, then pranayama, do a short meditation, and then do this Who Am I technique. And basically in the Who Am I technique, you place the thought I in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And that takes a bit of focus, kind of like the cloud dispersing. So put that kind of focus into becoming the spot in the center of your forehead. And then ask the question, who am I? And I would ask that question, I typically do it about 20 times. You could do it 4 times, you could do it 50 times. You know, I think it's something you might want to play with. And the same with the frequency and the length of how you want to say it. You might want to say it short, you might want to say it so that it takes 10 seconds or 20 seconds to ask the question. And so you're asking the question, who am I? And then when you're totally focused with your full consciousness in your third eye, then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.